So what have you seen for the flooding of trails in St. John's?
Traditionally, we do have these heavy water flows in the springtime. And obviously, they're getting worse and worse over time. You know, as construction is happening around the city, there's only so much engineering can be done to fully assure that the water will fall in the right place. So, you know, as time goes on, roadways have to be upgraded and sort of trails. So, you know, as you see these, the main trails, the city trails, walking trails being flooded today and yesterday from heavy rainfall, you can, you know, it's argument for, definitely for some positive change. And if you have grant money, for federal grant money, time to allocate it to make these upgrades and so on and so forth, it's, you know, it's a clear indication that there, you know, work needs to be done on these trails.
So how is this affecting you and your business?
It's no different for us right now because for cyclists, it's still very confusing about what trails we can use, what trails we can't use, what trails are going to be part of the city cycling plan, and so on and so forth. I mean, cyclists are very disheartened by the backlash from the community on a whole for not wanting to see shared use development for trails. So, I mean, anytime you see trails being damaged or so on and so forth like this from heavy water flow and nothing's being done or people are putting up opposition toward getting things upgraded or changed is, in the long run, yeah, that's definitely going to affect our business for sure.
The city has said they're going full on with public and professional consultation on this trail and the Virginia River Trail. Do you expect that this will net positive results?
100%, yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I mean, once the consultation is done and people realize that there's no point of, arguing making the upgrade and the changes to the trails for the betterment of the entire society, citizens of the city, that's, you know, residents of the city, that's only going to be good. I mean, over time, I think people, the ignorance and the backlash is probably going to go away. And once you get proper designs and engineering done on the plan, it's going to be hard to deny it.
Do you believe this process is moving fast enough?
No, nothing's moving fast enough right now because of the necessity for people to be outside. And this is not going to change. This is never going to change. People want to be out. People want to be out in nature. We have a great opportunity here in the St. John's area and Newfoundland to embrace that. And the infrastructure has to happen immediately, or we could just go back to basically status quo prior to people being aware of being outside is safer and better health for you. So the infrastructure has to happen quickly. I understand it's a process, but, whatever we can do to get that going fast would be great. So, I mean, trails are basically good for any kind of infrastructure growth. So, you know, with that money coming on stream now, we got to act fast. We got to have our plans in place immediately, or we're going to miss out on some of this federal money that's going to start trickling down to smaller communities and large communities as well.